At the University of Cincinnati preseason football camp, not everyone was on the field. At least one person recovering from a concussion was on the sidelines doing cardio while wearing special colored glasses. To varying degrees, UC scientists are able to determine which light frequency is bothering athletes' brains and filter that out while still allowing them to see and do things. The color glasses they wear depends on their brain sensitivity. UC swimmer Anna Silmanovich laughs about it now, but fell out of bed one morning and got a concussion. At one point, she couldn't keep her eyes open without wearing the colored glasses.
I wore a teal color, kind of like a blue. It definitely helped me. It was kind of a soothing experience. We tried on red and green, and I remember just crying because it hurt so bad. But the blue definitely helped, and it worked really well.
The research comes from UC Professor of Neurology Dr. Joseph Clark. He says studies have shown people suffering from concussions feel better when they're wearing the glasses that are right for them. So how does Dr. Clark scientifically determine which color lenses to wear? Inside a temporary concussion test and treatment center near the football camp field, he walks over to a computer. That computer can help determine which glasses.
Mentally picture black and red. That's no colors and the color red. So if I flash black and red at you and on a computer screen and your brain lights up, again, like the bruise analogy, then I'm knowing that red is not good for you. Now, we'll check multiple colors. We do four, white, red, blue, and green on the computer. And I read that, and then that would say, okay, if you light up with red, I'll give you some green glasses. And then if the green glasses, you confirm they make you feel better, you'll use green.
It's all about calming down the patient's brain. Clark explains we see four colors, white, red, blue, and green, and the brain puts them back together again later to see those and different combinations of them. He says the parts of the brain that are seeing each of the different colors are separate.
So in other words, if you're sensitive to lights, and that's a very common thing with concussion patients, photophobia is what it's called, you may not be sensitive to all lights. Previously, most people were prescribed or recommended dark sunglasses. But I personally don't like dark sunglasses because it takes out all visual information. But if all visual information isn't hurting you, then why take it all out?
Swimmer Anna Silmanovich wore the glasses for 3 weeks.
I went to class and actually had an exam the next day. I had to wear them through the exam. I laughed about it, and I remember just kind of being upset, but in all honesty, if you want to get better, you got to wear them. So
the glasses are nothing special. They are not prescription. In fact, Clark says you can buy them online. It's all about preventing a sensory overload.
So the right type of activity is very important. So we actually have an athlete here at UC football camp who is doing cardio and strength and conditioning, but in the glasses, because his body is okay doing those things, the conditioning, but his brain is still a little bit sensory overload, so the glasses are just decreasing some of that sensory overload stuff.
Nearly 4 million people in the U.S. suffer concussions or traumatic brain injuries every year. Clark says his research is public and he'll be happy to share it with anyone. There's a link on our website at WVXU.org. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.